So there's been a huge amount of fallout and commentary around Cricket South Africa's announcement yesterday by the board that it has issued a directive to the Proteas players to take a knee at all the T20 World Cup matches, and then the subsequent decision by Quinton de Kock to make himself unavailable because he has decided not to take a knee. So a really polarizing decision. People have very, very strong views about this. They've got strong views about the fact that it seems that Cricket South Africa has not respected the freedom of choice of the players, but then also around Quinton de Kock's decision, whether he has let down his team, and how people feel generally around the whole Black Lives Matters movement. So let's try and unpack this and make sense of it all with Firdaus Moonda, who's the South African correspondent for Crick Info. Firdaus, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So we had the Proteas captain Themba Bavuma giving what I thought was an exceptionally mature press conference yesterday after all of this. What has the fallout been within the team, within the board, within the supporters, the cricketing world in general?
Thanks, Mandy. Thanks for having me for this important conversation. I think the fallout has been massive, and we're yet to see the full effect of it. So my immediate reaction to what's happened is that there's a lot of outrage on both sides of it. There's outrage from people who believe that freedom of speech and expression, of course, enshrined in our constitution, needs to be respected and that a directive should never have been issued. And then there's outrage from the people who believe that it should never have got to the point where Cricket South Africa had to issue a directive, because ultimately this should have been a decision that the team came to collectively. You look at other teams, teams like Australia, England, Bangladesh, actually, and India, two teams from the subcontinent with big ethnic issues of their own who've taken a knee, and they've all taken a knee. South Africa has this kind of three-pronged approach where players can take a knee, raise a fist, or stand to attention. And Quinton de Kock, you'll remember, did none of those in the West Indies. In fact, what he did was score a century and then hold up his bat sticker for rhino conservation and do some sort of three-finger gesture for his friend who lost a finger in Afghanistan. So Quinton de Kock is not against gesturing. He's not against tokenism. He wears a pink shirt on Pink Day. But he seems to be particularly against this anti-racism gesture, and he hasn't told us why. And I think that's the kernel of it. I think he needs to come, he needs to make a statement, he needs to explain why he's chosen not to do this. What is it about it that offends him? What is it about the directive which offends him? And then Cricket South Africa needs to tell us why they felt they needed to make such a blanket command on the team on the day of a match. You know, could this not have been discussed before the tournament, for example?
Well, this is the point, right? Is could it not have been discussed earlier? Was it discussed? We know that the Proteas went on this retreat to Mpumalanga, wherever it was, to discuss issues that have come out of the SJN hearings, and that they spoke about the ethos and about racism. What do we know about those conversations, and why wasn't this brought up before? Was it? Did they discuss it? Where are they on it?
So this has been discussed at length probably since last June, when England and West Indies first took a knee, and when South Africa held that 3TC event where eventually they all decided to take a knee. De Kock was absent from that event. So it's definitely been part of conversation. Of course, the board has changed twice since then. We've gone from the board that resigned to the interim board and now to a permanently appointed board. And the views have changed. The level of seriousness have changed. The amount of instruction they are giving has changed. And I think we do need to bear in mind that Cricket South Africa has been in a state of complete chaos, really. So it's been difficult for a clear message to come out of them. But what we're seeing is that the discussions and the team discussions, they're keeping quite private, which is perhaps their right. It's not good that the South Africans don't know what's going on in that change room. We don't know what they're saying to each other, how they relate to each other, who sits next to who on the bus. In fact, we're not even at training anymore, because since the pandemic, obviously, there's been restrictions on what you're allowed to see. We can't actually tell much about what's going on in the team. All we can do is look at Themba Bavuma, who is being a diplomatic and really well-articulate, eloquent captain, and try and read something between the lines. I think we really need to start asking players of the white, asking questions of the white players who didn't take a knee at first and then responded in the affirmative to the directive, like Heinrich Klassen, Anmit Mokhe, and David Miller. And then Quinton de Kock needs to come and tell us what's going on. That's the only way we're going to know. Mm. Otherwise, everything is speculation.
The sense that I get is that what's happening here is also that people don't necessarily understand Black Lives Matters and what the movement means. And I'm reading here from Peter Du Toit's column in News 24 today, where he says BLM has been demonized by white conservatives in South Africa who argue that the registered organization that carries the name Black Lives Matter in the US is guilty of violence and intolerance, and they're taking the knee shows solidarity with them, and that this approach is dishonest and a red herring. So do you get that sense that people in South Africa are just not understanding what BLM actually is and what it stands for?
Yes, absolutely. I think we can see all the theories online. We can see all the conspiracies. Look, I also think in some way there is a veiled sense of racism. It's not like we didn't have a Roy Kafar and Swart Kafar in this country, which people haven't buried entirely. But yes, I do think that people are aligning the movement too much with radical politics and not looking in depth into what this is saying about the state of people of a different color of skin in this country. And maybe there are valid criticisms to be made for following blindly what is really an American and global North-led movement, and maybe we do need to find solutions of our own. And I can really make space for all of those arguments. This is a very small, basic thing. This is saying, can the national team in representing South Africa, who wear the Protea badge, wear pink on certain days, wear black armbands on certain days, take a knee in order to show us that they commit to this? I understand it. You understand it. Probably everybody understands. Taking a knee is not going to materially change anything. It is a gesture. It is a token. But so are so many other things that they do. And they have no problem with doing those things. So I really think we need to understand what the message is behind the gesture. And then we need to understand our very, very divided past. We've got social justice hearings going on right now in cricket. And it just seems to me like this is bypassed the national team. I don't know if they understand what any of this is. Maybe Quinton de Kock needs to tune in when Michael Holding speaks on Friday morning, needs to listen to what Michael Holding has to say. And maybe that'll change his perspective. You know, maybe it won't. Maybe we'll always be stuck in this.
Let's hope not. Well, Firdaus, thank you so much for unpacking that and for your analysis. Really, it is an important conversation. That's Firdaus Munda, the Southern African correspondent for Crick Info. And I agree. I think this is an opportunity. This crisis is an opportunity for us to have really important conversations and for that dialogue to happen and for us to make sure that the players truly understand the issues that are at stake here. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.